From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Monday edition of the Living Truth Radio program, a program that has been on the air since 1989, preaching and teaching nothing but the Word of God. And I'm thankful for the pleasure of your company. And, you know, it could very well be that some of you have been with us from the very beginning, simply because of the fact that we are still on some of those radio stations that we were on back in the early days, and how we thank the Lord for the privilege of being able to teach and preach the Word of God on radio stations across the country that love the Word of God. And we thank you so very much for being there. And by the way, ever since we've been on the air in 1989, we have never asked for gifts for this ministry. We've trusted the Lord, and God has been good. And I do thank each and every one of you who from time to time will send us a gift. We appreciate that very, very much. But I would encourage you to support this radio station. This radio station that you're listening to right now needs your prayer and financial support, so that programs like this one and others can come to you on a regular basis. And so I would encourage you to send a gift into this radio station from time to time, so that you might be able to continue to hear programs like the Living Truth Radio Broadcast and others that you enjoy and that the Lord uses in your life. But truly, it is a delight to be able to come your way today, and I thank the Lord for the opportunity that we have to gather around the radio 5 days a week to talk about God and His Word, and to teach His Word and to learn from His Word. This week we are going to be studying from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, the fact that Jesus Christ should be our pattern in our Christian life. You know, you hear a lot of talk these days about having a mentor, having somebody who will take us and lead us and teach us and disciple us, and that's very, very good. I personally think that everybody ought to have somebody else that they take under their wing, as it were, to mentor and to teach them. When I started out in the ministry, in the pastoral ministry back in 1974, I really didn't have anybody to mentor me. Actually, I started out as the senior pastor of a church, and I learned from other pastors, but I never had the opportunity to work under other pastors. And it's important, I think, for that concept to be able to be established in local churches. Even as I speak, at the church that I pastor, the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we have an intern who will be with us for a year at least, and he's learning the pastoral ministry. So you could say, I guess, that I am mentoring him. And being a mentor is a good thing. But you know, when it comes to having somebody that we should really follow as Christians, we should be following the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this week we are going to be talking about that from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. And really, as we look at this passage of Scripture, it's a great text. In fact, I've often said that it is the ultimate Christological passage to consider in the Word of God, simply because it speaks concerning all that Jesus Christ has done for us and how God the Father exalted Him. But the emphasis of this particular passage is that as the Lord Jesus Christ humbled Himself to come to the earth, you and I as Christians ought to humble ourselves to serve the Lord. That is a very significant point that's found in this passage. So let's read it, and then we will study it throughout the course of the week, the Lord willing. I trust that you can find this passage in your Bible, Philippians chapter 2, and I want to read for you verses 5 through 11, and note what the Word of God says. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now, like I said, when we look at this particular passage of Scripture, the teaching is that you and I as Christians are to follow the pattern of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me make something clear here today. In these modern days in which we live, we find that there are people who have very false concepts about Christianity and about how to become a Christian. Every now and then you'll come across someone, for instance, who will say that they are a Christian because they follow the teachings of Christ. Now think about that for a moment. They say they are a Christian because they follow the teaching of Jesus Christ. Now, is it important to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ? Sure it is. But you see, before one follows the teachings of Jesus Christ, one needs to know Jesus Christ. In other words, one needs to be born again. And you might say, Pastor Gary, that's a fine line of distinction. Well, it is. But if you want to see the kingdom of heaven, if you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, you've got to be born again, according to the words of Jesus in John chapter 3. We've got millions of people across the nation and around the world who will say that they try to keep the principles of the Ten Commandments, or they try to keep the principles of the Sermon on the Mount, or they try to keep the principles of the epistles of the New Testament. And that's a great thing. But keeping those principles without trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, did you hear that? Keeping those principles, or I should say, attempting to keep those principles without trusting Jesus Christ as Savior does not make one saved. The only way to be saved is to be born again and to have faith in Jesus Christ alone. Remember what the words of the Apostle Paul are in the book of Galatians chapter 3 in verse 26, where he says, "For ye are all the children of God," here it is, "by faith in Christ Jesus." So we become God's children through trusting Christ alone as Savior, but then we are to pattern Christ. And that's why it says here in verse 5 of Philippians chapter 2, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Now, we're going to come back to that at the end of this series. But I also mentioned at the beginning of this program today that this passage of Scripture that we have before us is the ultimate Christological passage to consider, I believe, in the Word of God, because it talks about all that Christ has done for us, how He did it, and how the Father exalted Him. And so there are three points that we are going to bring out concerning Christ. First of all, we'll look at the condition of Christ, then the choice of Christ, and then the commendation of Christ, and then how we are to respond to that. But first of all, we look at the condition of Christ. Look at verse 6 of Philippians 2. It says in reference to Christ, "who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." The condition of Jesus Christ is really found in that word being, because that word being speaks of the essence of a person's continuous nature, essence, or condition. That's what the word means. It means the essence of a person's continuous nature, essence, or condition. In other words, what this is teaching us is that the Lord Jesus Christ had an essence and a continual nature and condition that lasted in eternity past as well as eternity future. And what is that condition? Well, you see, it says he was in the form of God and thought it not robbery to be equal with God. What does that mean? It means that Jesus Christ is the exact image of and equal with God because he is God. That phrase, the form of God, simply indicates that before the incarnation and from eternity past, Jesus Christ existed in the divine form of God the Father in every way. He had the complete likeness of God because he is God. And then when it says that he was not only in the form of God, but thought it not robbery to be equal with God, that word equal simply means that in eternity past, Jesus Christ was equal with God in all of his ways. In other words, Jesus Christ had every attribute that God has because Jesus Christ is God. And so when we look upon the Lord Jesus Christ, who do we see? Well, we don't see just a teacher. We don't see just a reformer. We don't see just somebody who was what people call a revolutionary. No, we see that he is the God of gods, the one who has always been and always will be in the form of God and equal with God. And yet, as we're going to learn tomorrow, he humbled himself to provide something for us that we all need, and that's salvation. We'll talk about that tomorrow, so I trust that you'll join us then. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.